Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So you might have missed this story. Very important, and it's certainly one of our educational values, one of our values of our religion, of our faith, of our lives, is education. So there is something called the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, right? This very controversial. What it does is Articles 4 and 5 of the law takes away the powers of school governing bodies and parents to decide on the language and admission policy of schools and place it in the hands of provincial education heads who have the final authority. Dun, dun, dun. True story. Gabriel Krauss, he's with the South African Institute. He's a writer, he's an analyst at the Institute of Race Relations, and he joins me now. Are you a parent, Gabriel?
Good morning. No.
Good morning.
I haven't been so blessed.
Okay. All right. Would you be nervous if you were a parent?
Absolutely. I mean, I think for people whose kids are at school, or for South Africans generally who want to interact with one another in a society that is more numerate, more literate, more skilled, more upwardly mobile, you know, this is bad news.
All right, so talk us through it. What does this actually mean? What are the practical applications for it? I mean, what are the things that make it so controversial?
The key point here is that the practical application of the most controversial, most damaging two provisions, the ones you just named, which take away the oversight role from parents in terms of language policy and admissions policy through the governing bodies and puts it in the hands of provincial government. Those two provisions are not practically going to be implemented. President Ramaphosa heard opposition from the DA, Freedom Front Plus, ACDP, and others, and so conceded that there are questions around the constitutionality of this, around the political feasibility of it. And so the president has the power to sign the law in part, leave part of it pending, part of it hanging. And so what he's done is he signed the law accepting for those provisions, and those provisions are now hanging, he said, for 3 months, during which he hopes that the GNU will knock heads together and come up with a viable solution.
So what are...
I think that the... Yeah.
So, sorry, Gabriel, but what are... Okay, so those two, the Article 4 and 5, are suspended. What are the other provisions of this act?
I mean,
of this bill?
It's a big law, and it overhauls. It's an act now, and it overhauls quite a bit. It touches on the standards for homeschooling and evaluation thereof.
Not a bad thing, right?
No, I don't think so. I think that there are definitely parts of this bill that are attractive and helpful. The problem is, there's two problems. The one problem is, what it doesn't do is it doesn't get to the core issue, which is that South Africa has the world's worst public school system on a bang for buck basis. That is the Economist's evaluation, pretty sympathetic international magazine newspaper, sympathetic to the ANC. They endorsed Ramaphosa in 2019, et cetera. They made that evaluation in 2017. And since then, we've gotten worse. The primary school education system, you know, 80% of kids in grade 4 can't read. And we have the second lowest score on maths and science of any country that's been studied through the PRISM system. It's the results across subjects are really bad. And I've visited a lot of government schools in the countryside and in townships. And the infrastructure is often shocking. It's been a while since there's been a reported pit latrine death, but the standards are so low that is almost like, you know, the good news. So what the Bella Bill doesn't do is it doesn't begin to allow that structural problem to be addressed, to get a system where you can actually fire bad principals that are using their schools as cash machines, and right. get rid of teachers who, you know, Angie Motshekga was the last minister of basic education, and she said herself that we have the highest teacher absentee rates in government schools in the world. So there's a lot of government teachers that are really, really eager to do a good job. But if you've got other teachers that aren't showing up on Monday or Friday, it makes it terrible and you can't get rid of them. So it doesn't begin to address that. And what it does do is kind of tinker around the edges, excepting for the provision on school governing bodies, which is, I'll just say the final point of concern there is that there are actually fewer schools in South Africa today, government schools, than there were 15 years ago. So there's been this crazy thing where as the population swells, instead of building new schools, there's been a further and further push to kind of try and stuff more kids into the schools that are there, and in particular to try and like find whatever schools are still being able to get kids to pass maths and matric and increase their numbers. So one of the provisions is it allows for more departmental oversight in terms of visiting schools to evaluate. I mean, they've already been doing it without the Bella Act, but it provides for inquisitive powers to try and inform the admissions policy. But again, it's like that is geared, I think, to solve the wrong problem. It's geared to try and say there are schools that are under capacity. There's really no evidence of that, but it's trying to say there's schools that have that are under capacity, and so we need to fill those up rather than going for building new schools, adding and getting rid of bad teachers.
Yeah, exactly. This is definitely an ongoing conversation. But Gabriel, we have to wrap up, and thank you so much for making time to speak to me. And
great.
Hopefully, we'll chat again soon. Thank you so much. That's Gabriel Krauss. Isn't he smart? Don't you feel smarter for having listened to these people? Gabriel Krauss, he's a writer and he's an analyst at the Institute of Race Relations.